KQED.
For generations, Scandinavian Americans with a hankering for a taste of traditional culture during the holidays have converged on a family-owned business in Berkeley. Deirdre Kennedy has the story.
Every winter since 1962, Nordic House has kicked off the holiday season by serving up a typical Scandinavian smorgasbord for its customers. A giant table sits covered with traditional holiday foods, plump, round pancakes known as ebelskiver, served with blackcurrant jam or lingonberries, three different types of herring, red cabbage salad, and a very, very, very sweet traditional Scandinavian Christmas drink called glögg. Owner Peter Clausen reveals the family recipe.
Raisins, cinnamon, cardamom, orange peel, and ginger. And then that you would let sit with red wine overnight, and then the next day you would cook it up with 3/4 cup sugar.
You get the idea. Definitely not something you want to drink a lot of, but an indispensable part of the holiday experience for those who dare to try it.
Uncle Sven is coming to town, he drive us crazy.
Between Thanksgiving and New Year's, Nordic House is chock full of holiday items from Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. A wide array of foods and kids' treats, including small wooden elves, pink marzipan pigs, advent calendars, and candles. Customers from all over the U.S. can order online or by phone, but Scandinavian Americans will drive hours from all over California to buy the authentic holiday meats prepared on site.
We actually cure the Christmas hams, which the Swedes eat, which is a salt sugar cure, and they'll need to sit for a month before we can sell them. Of course, herring is in all their Christmas lunches. And lutefisk down here, very big for the Norwegians and some Swedes.
Clausen's nephew, Chris Ofstad, is here serving up Swedish hot dogs.
And what would you like on it?
Mustard, of course. And what is this?
Those are fried onions. And those are very good on a hot dog.
Just a little bit, thank you.
Chris is one of several family members who have been working long hours to get all the shipments out in time for Christmas. He's been helping out since he was a little kid and says he looks forward to it every year.
It's a family-owned store, and I get to see cousins, aunt and uncles, grandparents, everybody's here. And seeing people every year that come to the store and are regular customers and seeing them and haven't seen them for a long, long time.
Chris's grandfather, Peter Caro, took over Nordic House 50 years ago by a total fluke. A Danish exchange student who was living with the family went to the previous owners looking for work. They offered to sell him the business instead.
And so this young fellow came home that night and said, you have to buy it. 2 weeks after, we bought it. So we opened it 1st of November, 1962.
Nordic House has kept track of its customers since the very first day and invited all of them to the open house every year. Caro says that's why customers are so loyal. But Nordic House has also picked up customers from other Scandinavian stores who were driven out of business by rising import costs and red tape. When IKEA opened up nearby, it actually drove more customers to Nordic House, says Caro. He is Danish, though he still has an accent from his years living in Argentina.
For us, it's a very good combination because they are only a mile from here and they have good prices, but they don't carry half of what we have.
Despite the economic downturn and an aging customer base, business has remained steady. Chris Ofstad says that's because Nordic House has become an important place for several generations of Scandinavian Americans.
I've seen more younger people getting involved, and they come in saying, oh, my grandparents used to always come here, or my parents used to always serve us herring, and I just wanted to come in, and this was the only place I could find it.
Mel and Zena Lundberg have been coming to Nordic House since it first opened. Mel's parents and Zena's grandparents all come from Sweden. For them, Nordic House is so much more than a retail experience. It rekindles the spirit of Christmas past.
It's the nostalgia and wonderful, wonderful memories. It makes me almost want to cry. Everybody's gone that we knew many years ago. So it's just life. And it is our nationality.
And for customers who still need one more thing for their smorgasbord, the Nordic House plans to stay open until 1 p.m. on Christmas Eve. For the California Report, I'm Deirdre Kennedy.